For today's In Touch, we're joined by John Nania with the United States Geological Survey Iowa Water Science Center to discuss the importance of river gauges. We'll start off with John explaining what those are.
The river gauges that the USGS operate are structures and equipment that monitor the height of the river constantly, 24/7, and they transmit that height of the river, also known as gauge height. They transmit that information to the satellites every hour, and then in turn that gets updated pretty much instantly on our web pages, and also gets fed into the National Weather Service and the Corps of Engineers systems as well directly, because they need that information too. And then from that gauge height information, we can compute the stream flow going down the river at that same time as well. So we have equations and relations developed between the gauge height and stream flow at each of these locations, and once it's transmitted, we can make that computation and display that on our web pages as well instantly. We have about 180 of these locations in Iowa. It just monitors how high the river is. It doesn't actually measure the depth of the river, which is kind of a common misconception. In a way, it's somewhat relative, but the depth can change during events. Like during a high flow event, it can scour significantly, or there can be a lot of deposition. So we monitor essentially the elevation of the river. So that can be used in flood inundation studies, or when the river gets at a certain level, municipalities know what will get flooded. So it monitors essentially the level of the river.
And from your side of things, do you warn cities and counties that there may be flooding, or is that another agency's responsibility?
That's the National Weather Service. So we work really closely with the National Weather Service and the Corps of Engineers. During this year especially, we were constantly talking to them every day, several times a day during the flooding we had this year. So we have to go out to these stream gauges routinely. We go out every 6 weeks, no matter what, to every one of these sites, and we'll make sure that it is working properly, that what we're saying the water level is actually the water level, and then we'll make a stream flow measurement as well to verify our relation between the stage and the stream flow. But then during high flow events, like during floods, we'll go out and make special stream flow measurements and relay that information to the National Weather Service and the Corps of Engineers. Like I said, they're already getting our data every hour anyways, but then we can give them the most updated field information that we have too, and they can apply any adjustments to their models and make the forecast based on what we're telling them. So the three of our agencies work very closely together. The Corps of Engineers operates the reservoirs like at Red Rock or Coralville Dam, and the National Weather Service makes the forecast, but we're the USGS, the ones behind the scenes that are actually collecting the field data that gets fed into those models.
For you to monitor it, does a stream have to meet a certain criteria?
Yeah, each stream cage is funded for various reasons. We have about 40 different partners that we work with just in the state of Iowa that help fund stream gauges. Some are state partners, local municipalities, federal partners, and they're the ones that determine where the stream gauge location is in cooperation with us. We will work together. And the Weather Service is involved a lot with that, too, for help with better forecasting on the rivers, too. So with our partners, the National Weather Service and us, we'll come up with the locations for these stream gauges, some of which have been, we have several that have been here for over 100 years. So there's some pretty long-term ones, too, but we've installed several recently in the last few years, too. Those criteria go into the selection of the location of those stream gauges.
Well, now that the flooding from the spring and summer have subsided, what are you guys up to now?
We're trying to get back into a more routine schedule. You know, we have to delay certain activities that can be delayed when the flooding occurs. Our crews are working really long hours during the floods to try to get all of the stream flow measurements done well into the evening hours and on the weekends. And they were out on the 4th of July working. It's not really a 9-to-5 job when the floods come around. So, but some things that can get put off do get put off, but they're trying to make up for it now and get certain things done that didn't get done when the flooding was occurring. We have to survey all of these stream gauges periodically to make sure that our elevations that we're reporting are correct. So they're out making surveys right now and repairing any damage that occurred due to the floods. We'll have some damage sometimes that happens to our equipment. So things, I wouldn't say, are winding down. We're able to catch up on some things, though, that got put off. We're out during the winter, too. The rivers don't stop flowing just because there's ice over it, so they're out during the winter, making streamflow measurements, making sure the gauges are working. We just have to cut holes in the ice and put our equipment through the ice to make our streamflow measurements. So they're out quite a bit. And then we have also water quality related work that takes place too alongside with these stream gauges. So the streamflow information provided by the stream gauges also help with water quality studies too. So we can take a sample and say a certain concentration is present in the river, but that means something completely different if we're on a really small creek compared to a really large river. That volume of water coming down the river is very important for water quality studies as well.
So you do testing?
Yeah, we do. I don't know of any around Washington, but we have several across the state that we do on the bigger rivers.
John, thank you for all of your time.
Yeah, no problem, Nathan.
That was my conversation with John Nanio with the Iowa Water Science Center. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.